Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Auntie E Show. This is Leslie Gist. You have Anthony Green on the line. Anthony, are you there?
Yes, Leslie, I'm here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I'm pretty good.
Okay. Anthony, would you introduce yourself to the Blog Talk family?
Okay. My name's Anthony Green. I'm the creator of the Black Inventors Playing Card and Poster Calendar, which goes and it shows out to our Black inventors over the years. And most of us right now, we probably, if we tested, we'd all fail in the education of Black inventors and what they've done for us to make our lives and everyone else's lives better. But
all right, give the people your contact information before we get too much involved in the interview.
Okay, my website is www.p4fplayingcards.com. They can reach us at p4f@aol.com. They can also call us at 888-314-1077. And we're always, always available for a phone call or email or just go on the website and look and see what we have. If you got questions, if you want to know how to get more involved, one of those three ways, you'll definitely be able to contact us.
All right, Mr. Green, tell us, how did you get involved with producing these fabulous playing cards and calendars? They are extremely beautiful. I love them. I have a deck myself. So just tell the audience how you got involved with creating them.
Okay. Well, Leslie, first, let me thank you for acknowledging. I really appreciate anyone who gets to see them, and their education is gratitude enough for me. But it really started by doing work for other people, and I said, you know, we have to find a way that we can educate our youth and our adults on not just history of Black inventors, but there's other things that we need to do. But I figured something that we could keep reproducing and putting it out there, and if we put it out there enough, then people would understand, you know what, this is something here. We all play cards in some way, shape, or fashion. So by creating the cards, it was a task that we did over a couple years, and it was something I just felt we just had to finish. So I would say because of wanting to help our youth, wanting to help make a difference, and learning just by doing it myself, I said, you know, this is definitely something we need to share. So that's how I actually got into it and why it became to what it is today just by wanting to make a difference and educate and show that I learned something from it. And I'm quite sure anyone who picks it up will learn at least one thing.
Now, how many inventors are included in the cards?
Right now, in the cards, approximately 104 inventors throughout the deck, and probably 100 on the poster calendar.
Now, you told me you hired a couple of historians and educators. Could you explain to the audience the process of you acquiring these talented people?
Well, you know what? That's the thing. People look at that and they see a fabulous, I guess, end result. But going through that, that definitely was not all me. Mine, I tell people all the time, I was just a willing and servant that had a job that I was tasked to do. And I had to seek out the graphic designers. I had to seek out people who could do research and proof and verify the different things that we were putting out there, because as you know, with anything that you're putting out that's an educational tool, we have to make sure that it's correct, it's documented, and we're able to go back to that. And when we're questioned about it, then we also have that document that we can send the people to the same places that we could do. And that's where the educators came in, and they did this here as a task of just wanting to be involved with the project. The graphic designers, they were some people who had already been working for me, but they really enjoyed the project and what we were getting into. So throughout all this, most of the people that were involved in it, it wasn't just about money. It was about the project that we were doing, and it was going to make a long-term effect on them.
Now, did you put an ad in the paper to acquire these people, to hire them?
Well, the funny thing about the graphic people is that I had put an ad paper for doing something totally different, just doing some business cards and some logos and this startup package type of thing. And so fortunately, when I decided to go on with a bigger and better project, I already had them. But, yes, the way I got them was through putting the ads out and people answering the ads.
Now, while I'm asking you so many questions regarding the logistics of the companies, because you've had attained great success in such a short period of time, how long have you been in business with this calendar and the cards?
We actually started the project working on it over 2 years ago, having the cards and out literally going into our fourth month. That's
awesome. And I acquired the cards. I purchased them via a website, the Positive organization. I can't remember the full name. But how did you link up with that organization? Because I purchased them through a third party.
Okay. Well, we actually, when I was doing the final, I guess, versions of trying to get it out into the streets, we, like I said, we have to use sources that we don't have. We don't obtain success just by one person doing everything. So I had to outsource, and I was looking for a marketable company or someone who could put it out there for us. So we partnered up with a company. Well, it's actually a program, and it's called Street Positive. And what we did is we tasked them with trying to do some e-blasts and doing some different things. At the same time, we were doing the same thing with ourselves and other connections we had. So Street Positive definitely fits our the most we're looking for, because they deal a lot with youth. And my whole passion and everything throughout all this is how we can educate, fund, and do things for our youth down the road. So dealing with them, it was, as we got everything completed, I met with Cherry Boykins, who's a phenomenal marketer and speaker, dealing with Street Positive, dealing with things out in the streets right now, knowing our youth, reading it, being on the front lines and going and speaking at different venues. So that was the kind of teamwork and partnership that we really wanted to be involved with. So doing that, teaming up with them, putting our website up there and making it sort of interactive and getting people to just go there. If people go to the website, they're going to order the cards. They're going to order the poster. They cannot see it and not want to have it for their child, for their history, just for holding it for keepsake.
Now, you also told me that you worked with a cruise line or some sort of company that hired your services?
Yes. In 2008, we did a deck of cards and a poster calendar for a and World Ventures, they had a phenomenal return monetarily for the work that we did. So what we kept doing was saying we had to do work for our people to fund our project so that we would be able to have the same service success. So I guess in actuality what we had to do was come out, prove ourselves to other companies to make money to fund our program, to get ours out there, because no one really, it's sad, but no one saw the vision until after it was already there, meaning they did not want to give us any money for funding to do a project to make things happen, but once it came out, they were saying, oh, okay, now we like what you do. But World Ventures, being a national, and I believe international travel agency now, when we did the cards for their company, they had such great response that that was something that we could show that we were a proven company that could make playing cards and that we could make this product that we were talking about. So
I love the creativity of the cards, the cruise line cards. Could you explain to the audience how, or describe to the audience what the cards look like?
The cards for the cruise line, are we talking about the cruise line or are we talking
yes.
about the Black and Veteran?
The cruise line.
The cruise line, theirs was very unique also in the same aspect. What we did with the travel agency is we designed a deck of cards, and every card, all 52 plus two jokers, 54 cards, they displayed dream trips for the year 2008. So when you were playing cards, you actually could view the trip, know what the price was, what the dates were, and how much it cost for a single person or a couple, and that was their marketing tool. So when you were a travel party, all you had to do was bring out the cards and bring out the poster. The poster calendar for the travel agency and for the Black and Venice poster calendar are both 24 by 36 posters. The Black and Venice, what we did different on that one was we wanted to make it more of a keepsake, so we made it a three-year calendar. Let's say 2010, 2011, and 2012 poster calendar with the Black and Venice included.
Just to gauge the success level of your company, I'm using a cruise line history as a benchmark to let the audience know what to expect from the Black Adventures cards, which only been out for 4 months. What was the success level you experienced with the cruise line? You gave me some numbers early in our conversation.
Yes. With the cruise line, we probably, as a company designing and making this for that company, we probably made approximately $15,000 to $20,000 tops. The cruise line themselves, I would venture to say, they were well at the $300,000 mark.
Just how many cards did you make? How many decks did you produce for them?
Oh, with them making the playing cards, we made well over 100,000 decks.
Excellent. So how many have you made so far for the Black Inventors cards?
For the Black Inventors playing cards, right now to point, we have about 25,000 decks that we have produced, and we expect to move those and more before January 1st, 2010.
Right. Excellent. Now, you said you work with Street Positive, and you also had some other ideas of how to market these cards.
Oh, yes. There's so many variables with this, which is actually such a great product and a great way to get things going, meaning we're talking about giveaways, and that was something I said, you know, I would love to see as a matter of fact, for your audience and as part of your audience and listening family, you know, we want to get something going and do some kind of challenge. Because our ultimate goal is to educate and get these out there seen as many as possible. We want to see how many of these posters that we can put up in classrooms across the United States. How many of these decks of cards can we get in the family homes for family reunions, for parties, just for, and people keeping them as souvenirs and keepsakes. So what we want to do there is, and we'll talk, but we have so many avenues. I'd love to try to do some kind of giveaway for a portion of each time we do approximately 5 posters or so. We would donate a poster to your organization, and you can put them in classrooms. We want to see these posters in classrooms across the United States, not just here in California where we are. We already have about 7 states that we know we're going to be shipping them to. We want to get all the states. We don't want to limit this, and we don't want to sit back and say, okay, we've done this, we've done that. Until everyone is talking about this, these posters, these black inventors, we haven't done our job. We need people talking about this.
Now, you mentioned fundraisers. You have a track record with fundraising.
Yes.
Can you go into depth about the fundraising aspect of your company?
Oh, yes. We have a brochure, actually, that's on the website and goes to about talking about fundraising options. Well,
what is the website? Again, could you tell us where the website is?
The website is www.p4splaincards.com. And that's www.p4splaincards.com. And we actually pride ourselves in fundraisers because we are an organization that gives opportunity to churches, schools, organizations, after-school programs, the opportunity to do a fundraiser without spending a dime out of your pocket. What we do is we meet with you, find out what your goal is monetarily, what you're trying to reach, and we will tell you which one of our packages fits your goal and your needs, and we assist you in how to get that because you can sell our playing cards and poster calendar. You can buy it online for the poster for $39.95, or you can buy both of them for $49.95. But if you're local and you do it as a group, then we will guarantee you a percentage of each sale that you make. So from the first sale that you make, you're making money. You don't have to give us money up front. You don't have to say, well, we only have this much or this many people. We talk about your needs, your goals, and how we can meet your goals. And it's all going to be done with a rep or with a representative from my company, and we're going to make sure that you get it done without a dime out of your pocket.
Now, what is your phone number, Mr. Anthony Green?
Okay, the number again is 888-314-1077. And you can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If no one answers, you're going to definitely get a machine, and you will definitely get a call back within hours.
I'm looking at the playing cards. I have a slideshow on the website, and there's so many people on this list that I've never heard of. Do you want to share some background information as far as some of your favorite inventors that you included in the deck and on the calendar?
Well, you know, I'll go with some of the basic ones that I would expect or hope that some of us would know right off, because obviously we did the box and we went good the Queen of Spades, we had that card actually be the back of the box also. And we're talking about Madam C.J. Walker there. Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most people in the hair industry and things like that, they understand that she was the first woman to get involved in the hair care products and all of these things. And she was also the first female black millionaire. But so many people don't even know that part of it. So she's got two aspects of history right there. But the other side of that is you ask people, well, why did she create this? They just know she did it. Well, actually, C.J. Walker actually is one of her married names. And the other part of that is she got into the hair care product because she was losing hair herself because of the poor maintenance of being able to wash your hair, to shampoo your hair, and the harsh conditions back in those days. So she was losing her hair, and like most black inventors, she did this out of necessity. She did it out of having to come up with something to better herself, and that was one reason why she did that, and that's how it ended up being the way it is today. So when people think of Madam C.J. Walker, they just think of hair care products. But do they think about that she was the first female black millionaire? Do they also think of the fact that of why? You ask yourself, well, she created this. What was her incentive and what was her motivation? Her motivation in designing this was truly self-preservation. She wanted to keep her hair from falling out. And in doing so, she did that, and she also enhanced and helped other female blacks to also venture off into their own businesses dealing with hair care and other substances like that. So she wasn't just for herself. She also boosted other people to do the same thing.
That's another extraordinary story. She's one of my favorites. Now, a little bit off topic, what do you think, how do you think she would take Chris Rock's movie, which is based on black women and their hair?
Well, you know, I think, I've just seen some of the blurbs of that, you know, I guess, the trailers, and I think that the way things were then and the way things are now, we have to look at, there was so much more respect in a whole different world then to right now. And I don't want to go off topic, but as the same thing, if we go to the barbershop and we go to Rosa Parks, do we remember how that situation there was? But dealing with Madam C.J. Walker, I think that she would look at that and say, you know, well, look what I did, though. I made a difference. It doesn't have to be like this. We can go on and we can talk and we can joke about it. And all reality, I've made it different to where you now, black women, all women are fair, but black women can have a choice as to how they want their hair. Because before me, there was just really, really no form of relaxers or getting their hair straightened or even just keeping it up. It was wash and go, and that's all we had. Now, you know, she comes up with things that are going to preserve, that are going to help, that are going to treat, that it can repair. So we were doing that way back in the day. So if we look at that right now, all she would say is, you know what? Yeah, they've gone through all these changes and everything else, but I was the first one to start making changes. So now at least I gave them an option. They can do whatever they want to do, but I gave them an option to wear their hair the way they choose to.
That's a very insightful answer. I really like the perspective that you came from with that answer. Another inventor, any more on the top of your list?
Okay, well, let's talk about George Washington Carver. Okay, now, these are some of the people that we sort of just brought out and said, oh, okay, here we go. We have these people right here, and we can talk about, oh, well, with George Washington Carver, he was involved with peanuts. Okay, let's talk about peanuts. And let's talk about what he did with it. How he created over 75 different things out of the pecan and over 300 out of peanuts. We're talking about stains. We're talking about thinners. You know, just getting into just some of the smaller things under that aspect. So I don't think, once again, when we look at these different inventors, I don't really know if if they were doing it to say, okay, well, you know what, I'm going to be famous someday, I'm going to make this happen, I'm going to make that happen. No, it was one of those things where they say, oh, you know what, right now, a lot of it, and, you know, we can't speculate, or we can only speculate, a lot of it may have been dealing with him because he did so many different things. Once he found out it worked on one thing, he started saying, well, let's see if it works on this. Well, let's see if it works on that. So just keep going on, and all he was doing is able to just add on and keep going from there. We'll talk about another. Let's talk about Thomas Elkins. Now, Thomas Elkins. Thomas Elkins was the one who invented the toilet, the commode. Now, you think about those things there. Okay, why would someone, a black man, say, let me design something that's going to enhance or get rid of the waste that we don't really want to keep digging holes and, you know, burying or burning? Because obviously that's all they did back in the day was to get rid of it. They buried it or they burned it, and they moved on to another hole. And it's so funny because that was back in, you know, we're talking the 1800s. Now, if you go out with the military and you go into the field, you know, where they have to do operations and everything else, the same thing is going on right there today. Even though we have all of these different entities, they will still dig a hole, and they will still use the bathroom, and they will bury it, and they will move on to the next and keep going. But he said, you know what? There's got to be another way. So now you build a way of how you can make it, use the water, flush it, and it'll go away. Now, those are just some things that we're thinking about. Here we go. Another person, let's talk about Garrett Morgan, because he went from one side. I mean, his were totally opposite. We're talking about the gas mask, which obviously it saves tens of thousands of lives in the different wars. And we're talking about someone who created something back in the early 1900s that created something that could filter out certain deadly chemicals that could harm you. So that there enhanced our military and our forces for the United States overnight. And then we're talking about we got the gas mask. And then let's get over here and let's bring it to the urban side and talk about the traffic signal. Now, he did the gas mask. The gas mask and the traffic signal had nothing in common. We're talking about a military aspect of things, and then we're going over to the urban side saying, hey, you know what? Let's deal with something that can assist in the flow of traffic in certain directions where people will be able to know if they can go, stop, and keep on going from there. Those are some aspects that we think about, well, how did you come up with that? What would make a person just say, hey, we need this? We look
at any other people that you studied that you really felt that you brought out of obscurity, and you're so happy that, you know, that you're sharing your story with all of your clients?
I would say, let's talk about another woman, Lydia Newman, because we're going back to hair again.
Okay.
We dealt with Madam C.J. Walker doing the hair care products and everything like that. But even so, after doing the things like that, we're talking about the chemicals and what we're putting in the hair and things like that. But Lydia Newman, she came up with the hair brush. So now if you have good hair, straight hair, curly hair, nappy hair, she's saying, you know what, this product right here, this tool will help you fix it. It will help you brush it to the side, brush it straight back. Because even if you have your hair straight all the way, you still need a comb and you need a brush. So people were still thinking, we've never, ever, I guess, especially as black, most of the things that I would say that these inventors did came out of necessity. We've always had to do things better with less, longer with less pay, and through inclement weather, no matter what, with less benefits, days off, or we've never done it for for gratitude, because we didn't get gratitude for what we did. We barely got paid, and when we did, it was little or nothing. But we've always been a race that's been used and abused, but not given the gratitude or the respect that was that we should have gotten. And I think that's a big thing with me right now. I'm looking at where we all are, you know, myself, you know, you, my kids, just different things throughout life and how we are, we've able to do different things. And we have all of this comes from, there's no end without a beginning. There's no middle without a beginning. And all of these people, you know, in their own way, they made it a better beginning for us. We try to do, and we break it down like this. If we have, just in your family, you have you, and then your next generation, you want to make it a little better. And then the next generation and so on and so forth, so that we can make things easier and a more pleasant life. Well, these inventors, they did it not just for the family, though. They did it, and it affected generations of people, not just their own. Like, as a small, we try to do things to make it better for our family. And I think that by me putting this here product out on the market, I believe that it's going to do just that. It's going to enhance us as a world, not just as my immediate family and generation, but it will help generations, but millions of people across the United States, and hopefully it will become a tool that people will refer back to, you know, making it easy.
I think it's very, very powerful because it's truth. That, and it's a very truth.
And that's exactly where we're at.
And I think anytime you uncover truth, truth is powerful in its essence. So I love the fact that you have 140 inventors. I have a poster with a list of black inventors, and you should hear the comments that I received from my coworkers, which are mostly Caucasian teachers, who were just amazed at the list of black inventors, because they were under the impression that we had like four or five black inventors. You know, they could count them on one hand. So
exactly.
when we educate educators, I think that's the most that's our biggest goal, is to educate the educators, and therefore we can educate their students. So I'm encouraging you to get these posters into the schools, not into just black teachers' hands, which is important, but all teachers. And they receive it. They're delighted to find out the truth. Truth is very powerful. So
we're going to do that. And I'm sorry to cut you off. We're going to do that and more. And my thing is, that's why I said, we're going to do a personal, like I said, we're going to do a campaign, and we're going to do it together. I can't do it by myself. You can't do it. But as a united front, we can all do this. And we don't need to turn our backs and turn our heads and say, well, you know what, well, these kids. But when you look out into the streets nowadays and you see these kids that aren't going to school, these kids that are sagging their pants and that they're not going to make it to high school, they're not going to make it to college, they're probably not going to graduate from high school, and you just look at them and shrug your shoulders and keep going, you have to understand that I've been in law enforcement for 23 years, and I've seen a lot of different things. But one thing about that is this. If we don't do something for the youth are going to do something. And what I mean by that is, if we don't go and be proactive and do something, then you know what? The youth are going to go do something on their own. A good analogy on that: if you got bills and you don't pay them, and you say, you know what? Don't even worry about it. Those bills, whatever, whatever. You don't pay your light bill. You don't pay your water bill. You don't pay your mortgage. You say, well, I'm just not paying it. There's repercussions with that. Your lights are going to be off, your water's going to be off, and you're going to be out of the house. Well, the same thing happens when we don't do something with our youth. And what we have to do, yes, we have to pay into their future. We have to pay to make things better, because those same youth that aren't educated, that aren't prepared for young adulthood, that aren't prepared to be self-sufficient, are the same youth that are going to be taking care of us when we get older. And you know what? They're not going to be able to. And therefore, we're not going to be able to be taken care of. We hope that, you know, our kids down the road, you know, we take care of our families. And I look at it, my kids are fine. They are educated. They have a good background. They're in college and everything else. But the thing is it's not just about my kids, because I've done that with them, but I have to go further. And we all have to go further. If we have kids, let's work with them, and let's also work with some others. If we don't have kids, let's go out and let's be some big brothers. Let's be some big sisters. And let's go and let's enhance, let's help the youth, because the youth are truly our future. And we still have a little say-so over what our future is going to be with them. Right now, we're young adults. We're out there doing our things, professionals. And we're going to be getting to that other side of 40, and we're saying, okay, what have I done? Look at yourself and say, what have I done to make a difference in the world? Not what have I done today, but what have I done to make a difference in the world? What am I going to be known for once I'm gone?
Well, what do you say to Bill Cosby's argument that, you know, it's really up to the parents to do this, and, you know, you need to wag your finger at the parents? What do you say to his argument that, you know, producing these playing cards is really not your responsibility, most responsibility for the youth that are going astray is their immediate family?
Well,
so apparently you don't believe in that notion, because you're producing these playing cards not for your family, but the entire community in the black society in general. So what do you say to Bill Cosby if he was online right now and you heard his speech about, you know, parents do something with your kids? What would you say?
Well, I'd say, Mr. Cosby, first off, you know, back when Mr. Cosby was a kid, and coming on through that, it wasn't just his parents raising him. It was the neighbor down the street, around the block, and everywhere else. We don't live in that society anymore. We don't live in a society where, you know, you could go around the corner and do something, and the neighbor could call you out, and you'd yes ma'am them or yes sir them and show respect. We just don't have that now. So what I say is, because, again, being in law enforcement, we have done so much that everyone nowadays is just so, they're so nervous, and you can't, you have to watch everything you say. Oh, that offended this organization. That offended this organization. That offended this. When we took out disciplining the kids in schools, we made a big mistake. Yes, we took out prayer. You know what? I can't speak for everyone on that because obviously we all come from different backgrounds on that and everything else. But we all have to, first off, we have to have morals and values, and then we have to live by them. We have to enforce them, and not just on ourselves. You have these kids that are going around now, and teachers don't even have a chance to teach because, one, I will agree to one portion of what Mr. Cosby is saying, and what I would say on that is this. It is the responsibility of the parents to give the basics of the kids being prepared to go to school. Now, once we do that, let's send them to school, let's get them educated, and let's help them when they come home. Nowadays, it is to a point to where kids are just sent to school, and they expect, the parents expect the teachers to take that 6 to 8 hours a day and make their kids a role model and self-sufficient and respectful and everything else. But
right.
You can't have a car running down the road if it doesn't have tires. Okay?
Right.
So what I'm saying
and I know,
is...
I know you're a man of the scriptures, but when I hear those arguments about the family, the immediate family, the mother is responsible, solely responsible for the kid, I think about the scripture where Jesus was asked about his family, like who was his mother, and he said, and he asked him who was his sister, and he said, the one who does the will of my father is my sister, my mother, my brother. So I think that people like Cosby, they forget that how Jesus described family. And so I just wanted to put that out there because I know that you, we spoke earlier, and you know the scriptures, and you feel very similar in that respect. Let's go back to promoting your cards, your Black Inventors cards, and your calendar. What is your website and your contact information once again?
Okay, once again, the website is www.p4splaincards.com, and the number is 888-314-1077.
And we're talking to Anthony Green. He is the CEO and the founder. These cards have only been on the market for 4 months. I have a deck myself. They are beautiful. They are so beautiful. The box is so beautiful that I haven't even opened it up. So I highly recommend that you purchase these cards before he sells out. And we are going to have the cards available on Black Friday. So please tune on Black Friday. I think that's November. What day did we say it was, Anthony?
I'm not sure. You know what? I want to say
November 27th. I think it's November 27th, the day after Thanksgiving. We're going to have a special show where we're going to either give some of these products away or they'll be at a very, very low cost.
We're definitely going to give some away, and we're going to also market some so that we can move them to get them in classrooms. We want to get people to purchase them, and we also want to get them into classrooms. We have a 3-year calendar here. We don't want this calendar to expire and not have a million calendars out there in classrooms. Our goal is a million calendars and a million decks of cards. That's a very small number when we're looking at the United States. You know, we have so many people here, and all we have to do is everyone, once you see it, you show it to someone else, forward that information, I guarantee you, you will have them up in your home. These posters are art. You're going to want to hang them. You're going to want to frame them. We have them textured. We have them rolled, you know, depending on how you want them. They are phenomenal. They're 3 years. Don't even start until January of 2010, and they're going to go all the way to December of 2012. But the education doesn't stop then. We're going to keep going. Each year we're going to come out with an additional year on it. So there'll always be 3 years. What we want to do
is an all-year-round calendar where you don't have to just celebrate Black History during Black History Month.
Exactly.
I love the concept that you're using the calendar because it's up all year round, so that you can acknowledge your history, your heritage all year round, not just the 28 days in the month of February.
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to say about your new products? I know you talked earlier about a game. Do you want to talk about that?
That's something that I would say that people could definitely be looking for in the near future. We're going to go ahead and we're going to get these cards and these posters out, but I actually look forward to working with you and your husband in regards to that, because this is something that it's already keeping me up at night, because once I get a project in my head, I have to continually write it, and I'm already troubleshooting and going back and forth, but I'm so excited about it. And that's what I said about the cards when I first did it. It was such a project that I felt that I was just sort of a servant, that I had to get it done. It wasn't about monetary. It wasn't about anything else. It was really a spiritual thing that I said, you know what? I've been tasked to do this. I put it down, picked it up, put it down, picked it up, and I said, you know what? I don't care what it costs, what I have to do, I have to finish it.
Is that how you got involved with the cruise company? Was by which one came first?
The cruise company was a means to, I guess, an end to actually assist me with this, because that was a way of me sort of getting the more funding for this, because it was an expensive task. And, you know, it was doing, it's paying dues. I was doing work for other people to get my project done. But that's the way I saw it, because people, like I said, you may have great ideas. You may have some projects that you want to do, that you're working on, and you just say, it's no use, I don't have the money, I don't have the backing. Call me with your idea. I'll show you how you can do it. It's not going to be, and don't call me saying, I want you to do it. It's not that. I will show you how to do it, because it is a lot of work. It's a lot of time, effort, and if you're not willing to put that kind of time and effort in it without any monetary gain, then you're not willing to do it.
So you're saying to the audience, you're going to teach them how to fish, but you're not giving out any fish.
There we go. I'm going to show you how to do it. If you really are dedicated and willing to do it, you'll be able to do it. But if you don't think that it's worth your time without a compensation, instant gratification, don't do it. It took me over 2 years, and I still haven't recouped. But you know what? The joy I have and the respect and response that I get from people like yourself and other professionals and educators, when they see this, people look at it, and I wait for the expression. I'm used to people looking at it and just make an expression, a sigh, or their mouth opening. So
normally I would have sent out a blast to promote this show, but because I met you and I wanted to wait until we aired this show before I sent a blast out. So for the listeners who did not receive a monthly blast, the reason why you haven't is because I wanted to include Mr. Anthony Green's historical Black inventors cards and calendars. Again, he is from the company. He is the CEO of a company called P as in Peter, 4 the number 4, S as in Sam, playing cards with the S.com. Mr. Green, include your phone number.
Okay, the number again is 888-314-1077, and they can call that number 24/7. We look for, even if you don't want to order, if you got a question, call. You know, because when you call and you ask a question, that's showing interest. If we can pique your interest into the product, then we're still making a difference. Even if you say, well, you know what, I don't really need it, but you know what, my niece, that would be a great Christmas present. We're looking at this here. We know that we're getting ready to get a rush, because November is when people are going to start shopping for Christmas. These are going to be such great stocking stuffers that people are going to have them. We're doing a Black Business Expo in Moreno Valley next Saturday, and that's going to be another big day where people are going to get to showcase and see what it is that we have. when they see it, touch it, and they just, they don't walk away without taking it. They have to have it. And
well,
that's
thank you, Mr. Anthony Green. I'm so happy we were able to have this show. I hope and pray for great success, especially attributed from this show and our meeting each other. We will work together on projects in the future. And give
oh,
me
we
a
definitely
call.
Will.
When anytime you need anything, just give me a buzz. You know my number. And if you want to have some parting words to the family, the Blog Talk Radio family, you can go ahead.
Okay. Once again, well, especially I want to just thank you again for the time and for the interest in the cards and the poster. Like I said, once people see it and they call me, you know, that just gives me a warm feeling. And we don't always get paid monetarily. We get paid by just a praise, or we get paid just by a smile or a glimpse. And those things are important. When we look at things, you know, in the big picture and say, it doesn't always come in the form of money, then you can live your life a lot better. Everything is not monetary. You get paid in other ways, and look at life like that. You know, I'm getting paid, you know, by showing people something and getting a smile. When I educate kids or youth or even adults right now, I'll tell you what, you know what? We're doing something that makes a great difference. So my parting words, I just want to say thanks for the opportunity to put it out there. I look forward to doing business with you and partnering with other people and having a great time. Let's educate our youth as we move on day to day.
All right. Have a good night, and we'll talk soon. And thanks again, Blog Talk family. Make sure you tune in on Black Friday, November 27th. Good night.
Good night.